Okay, Amelia, what's this story called?
The Tool of Better Rabbit.
The, now if it's a A-L, it's a le e on the end, it makes it ale, so it's the tail. Yeah?
The tail of et pet ale.
Peter.
Peter. The rabbit.
That's right. Okay. Right, so are you going to read this or am I going to read it?
You!
Right, where's the first page? Here. Once upon a time there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. Next page. Can you see them? Can you see the four rabbits? Or do you think that's four rabbits? Or is that one very long rabbit whose legs, bottom legs are there and head comes out there? Is it a very long rabbit?
Yes.
No, I think it's two rabbits. Now, my dears, said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, you may go into the fields or down into the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Next page. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Oh dear. He's put in a pie. The father of the rabbits. What, do you think that's funny?
Yeah.
Or do you think it would be funny if I got put in a pie?
Yes.
Oh, right, next page.
Daddy, whoever's going to eat it, and they're going to eat the rabbit and then get rabbit sick.
Right, next page. Now, run along and don't get into mischief. I'm going out. Right, next page. Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella and went through the wood to the baker's. She bought a loaf of bread and five currant buns. Five currant buns. What, and 9-volt batteries? Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail were good little bunnies. Sorry, I mean Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. Next page. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden. Next page. I don't know why I said straight away. I should have been straight away. And squeezed under the gate. Do you squeeze under the gate?
Yeah, too big.
First he ate...
Even as they have a very big one just for little children like me.
First he ate some lettuces and some French beans. Then he ate some radishes.
French beans? Radishes?
French beans? Ooh la la.
French beans? Ooh pa poo.
And then, feeling rather sick, he went to look for some parsley. Next
What's parsley?
It's a herb.
Why?
Well, maybe he thought it would make his tummy feel better. But round the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Next page.
I thought it was called
Mrs. McGregor.
I thought it was Mrs. McGregor.
Well, she lives there as well. Peter was most dreadfully frightened. He rushed all over the garden, for he'd forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one of his shoes amongst the cabbages. Next page.
Then, I think the person...
He's a bit like Cinderella, isn't he, leaving his shoe behind?
Yeah, and I think the robber's going to eat it.
And the other shoe amongst the potatoes. Oh, dear. Next page.
I think the bird's going to eat them.
After losing them, he ran four legs and went faster. So that I think he might have got away altogether if he had not unfortunately ran into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Next page.
What is that?
Raspberry net. No, gooseberry net.
Pardon?
A gooseberry net.
What's a gooseberry net?
Oh, it's a net that you put over your gooseberries to make sure that the flowers don't... The flowers. Make sure that the birds don't eat them. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears, but his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew to him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself.
What's exert himself?
Well, it's to try really hard. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve, which he intended to pop upon the top of Peter, but Peter wriggled out just in time, leaving his jacket behind him. Next page.
Why did he lose all his things?
Well, because he got caught, didn't he? His jacket got caught in the gooseberry net and rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can.
Why?
It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in had it not had so much water in it. he hid in the watering can that was full of water and got all wet.
Daddy,
just
do
just like you in the bath.
Daddy, do yes. Rabbits like water?
Not that much water. So they like a little bit to drink, but not that much to dive into a bucket full.
Well, cats absolutely don't like water.
No, they still drink it though, don't they? Or they prefer to drink milk.
They never go in a swimming pool full of water.
Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath a flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed. Curtissue! Curtissue, that's what it says. Mr. McGregor was after him in no time. Next page. And tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting three plants. The window was too small for Mr. McGregor, and he was tired of running after Peter. He went back to his work. Next page. Peter sat down to rest. He was out of breath and trembling with fright. And he had not the least idea which way to go. Also, he was very damp with sitting in that can. Next page, Amelia. After a time, he began to wander about, going lippity-lippity, not very fast, and looking all around. He found a door in a wall, but it was locked, and there was no room for a fat little rabbit to squeeze underneath. Next page. An old mouse was running in and out over the stone doorstep, carrying peas and beans to her family in the wood. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she'd gotten such a large pea in her mouth that she could not answer. She only shook her head at him. Peter began to cry.
Like a little baby rabbit.
No, a little baby rabbit. Yes. You just put the phone over here. Okay. Right. Then he tried to find his way straight across the garden, but he became more and more puzzled. Presently, he came to a pond where Mr. McGregor filled his watering cans. A white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still, but now and then the tip of her tail twitched as if it were alive. Peter thought it best to go away without speaking to her. He had heard about cats from his cousin, little Benjamin Bunny. Next page.
Why did he not speak to her?
Because cats are trouble when you're a rabbit. He went backwards towards the tool shed, but suddenly, quite close to him, he heard the noise of a hoe. Scritch, scratch, scratch, scritch. Peter scuttered underneath the bushes. Next page.
What was that noise?
Well, it was a hoe, wasn't it? But presently, as nothing happened, he came out and climbed upon a wheelbarrow and peeped over. The first thing he saw was Mr. McGregor hoeing onions. His back was turned toward Peter, and beyond him was the gate. Next page. Nearly going to escape. Peter got down very quietly off the wheelbarrow and started running as fast as he could along a straight walk behind some blackcurrant bushes. Mr. McGregor caught sight of him at the corner, but Peter did not care. He slipped under the gate and was safe at last in the wood outside the garden. Next page. Mr. McGregor hung up the little jacket and the shoes for a scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. Next page.
They've got nothing to wear.
Peter never stopped running or looked behind him till he got home to the big fir tree. Next page. He was so tired that he flopped down upon the nice soft sand on the floor of the rabbit hole and shut his eyes. His mother was busy cooking. She wondered what he had done with his clothes. It was the second little jacket and pair of shoes that Peter had lost in a fortnight. Next page.
What's that?
Well, that's the mummy rabbit.
Is that having her mouth?
Sorry? A little mouse down there. Right, come on, next page. We're almost finished. I'm sorry to say that Peter was not very well during the evening. His mother put him to bed and made some chamomile tea, and she gave a dose of it to Peter.
He's there.
1 tablespoonful to be taken at bedtime. Next page. But Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. Next page. The end.
The end.
Yeah.
My book.
Yeah. Okay,
you're
gonna put it away.
A little rabbit.
In here.
Here's
his bed. Come.
I'll
leave
my rabbit.
My
little rabbit rabbit.
Amelia.
Can
I hop?
Just put it in the bookcase, please, Amelia. And say goodnight to Audio Boo.
Good night, tiny little boom. Radio Daddy, great story.
Media, talk properly. I don't know why you always have to put this silly voice on. Come on.
Good boy.
Say goodnight to Audioboo.
Good night, goodbye.